am so unhip. I find myself becoming more and more aware of this facet of life with every passing day. When I was little, I distinctly remember being in the car with my mom and listening to some type of music that, for some reason, was piercing to my ultra-cool young ears. Looking back now, it was a good chance it was either Neil Diamond, who I have since been to a Neil Diamond concert, a subject for a whole other blog, or perhaps it was some elevator music type number. Regardless of what it was, I thought that my mom must have no idea what decent music is, and if I could only put on some Bon Jovi or some Bobby Brown, maybe even some New Kids on the Block, then she'd really see what good music was. Well, fast forward to the me of now, I can't even stand to turn on the radio these days. And if I do, it's on an old school station that I hope may play the classics of yesteryear so that I can belt out the lyrics like any 31-year-old worth her weight in radicalness, remember that one, would do. The stuff that they play on the radio now is filled with auto-tune, so the artist can't sing, lyrics that do not make any sense or are just different ways to tell me how they love to party and are better than me, so they do not seem to be very skilled at writing either. I was recently talking to a DJ friend, and he mentioned some number one song that's playing in all the clubs. I was actually glad that I didn't know what song he was talking about. To be honest, I didn't even really hear what the name of the song was, because in my head, all I heard was, "Walk like an Egyptian, ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding." There are a ton of club/bars out where I live, and I have been to a few in my years out here. Recently, I went to one which was supposedly tough to get into. You needed to be on a list, and you needed to get dressed up. Now, I'm not one to really enjoy going to bars. I used to, back when I was more hip, I guess. But now, I pretty much think of them as overpriced, darkly lit mating grounds. I'd much rather have some cheap wine at home and not have to wait in line in the cold, because a coat would totally cover up my perfect outfit. So, once I got in, I thought, this place must be amazing with all the hubbub. You know what that is. To get in, you know, first of all, the DJ is sitting down, not hyping me up to dance at all, and I'm a mover. The bar is way in the back corner, consisting of a small table with a few bottles behind it on a shelf, and the decor, is close to what my parents' living room was decorated back in 1990. I realize I'm not a frequent club goer, but is this really the in thing now? Might as well start charging people to hang out in my parents' condo. My mom makes a pretty stiff rum and coke. I am not ashamed of the fact that I still get hand-me-downs from my sister. I'm not much of a shopper. Never really have been. But the things kids are wearing these days? What? I don't really get the whole skinny jeans on guys look. I just think it looks uncomfortable for them. Girls are really into those dresses that make them look pregnant. You know the ones with the high waist and the flowy bottom. I guess it's cool that those dresses are in now because maybe it will help the girls being obsessed with their weight. If you're gonna get dressed up and look pregnant anyway, might as well have the steak instead of the salad. These are only a few of the many reasons that I am unhip. It's weird, but the trends that were big in my day and the music and the TV shows, they're all seeming to be making a comeback now. So I leave some wise parting words to the cool kids out there now. Styles and trends recycle about every 20 years, so hold on to your skinny jeans and your pregnant dresses, because even after they go out of style, it's only a matter of time before they come right back in. Hello, leggings and Chuck Taylors!